you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I just want to pick up on some of the stuff that we were talking about earlier with Dr. Makary. He retweeted a tweet from my good friend Nicole Sapphire. She said this: "It's mind-blowing that most primary care doctors are unable to administer COVID vaccines and subcutaneous monoclonal antibodies to their patients. Most people trust their personal physician more than anyone at a random vaccination site or a hospital. It's the small things that matter." And I think that's one of the most common sense tweets about the vaccines I have seen maybe since they've been out. And leave it to these clear-minded physicians that actually treat patients, that actually know a little bit about what they're doing, not ivory tower Fauci, getting his lunch catered every day and sitting up in the waiting for his next hit with MSNBC. But these guys that are in the trenches and actually doing it. And for what it's worth, Dr. Makary, who was on earlier this hour, said, "Dr. Sapphire, we can thank the regulators at the FDA for this, along with their non-approval of the safest vaccines in the history of medicine." And that's what is continuing to come out. I talked with Dr. Siegel earlier this week, and we had him here on the show, and he said, these are proving to be some of the safest vaccines of all vaccines that have ever been created. I mean, think about the fact that you've got more than 160 people that have had at least one of the shots so far. The numbers of breakthroughs and other problems related to it are so minuscule statistically. In a statistical world, you talk to actuaries about this, in a statistical world, they would be too small to even count. They are sub parts of a sub part of a sub part of a sub part of 0.1%. That's how small the problems have been, and it's doubtful that it's related to the vaccine itself. It's probably a combination of the vaccine interacting with something else in almost all of those cases. But Dr. Sapphire makes sense. Why can't doctors administer these? And then a patient can ask the doctor, "Doctor, do you think I should do this with my personal health history that you have records of here? Do you recommend that I not do it?" And let the doctor and the patient have the decision. Why are we setting? I mean, I was at the Bronx Zoo last week. There was a tent there. "Get your vaccine here." I was like, I'm not going to get a shot before I go in to see the monkey poop, you know, in front of the cage. That's not the place to get the vaccine. By the way, the monkey did poop. That's why it came to mind. Anyway, so all that to say that when we are thinking this weekend, and as you are having conversations with people this weekend, I want you to keep in mind some of the stuff that you've heard this hour. Number one, this entire nonsense of new lockdowns and masks and all this stuff. Friends, if they come with it, we have to be prepared and ready to march on the capitals and say, no, we have to not comply because it's not science. They're not doing this based on science. And scientists are telling us it's not based on science. Secondly, be winsome in telling others what your thoughts are and gain headwind on cutting some of this stuff off at the pass. Because even if you live in blue states, you do not have to put up with it. All right. We'll see you next time. It's Kevin McCullough. Have a great weekend.